Well, Rush Limbaugh was back at the Golden EIB microphone on Friday. He was gone Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And he had some of his guest presenters that were in. And to be honest, I really haven't followed some of the guest presenters that he has. Like Mark Stein, I think, was one of them. But he came back swinging. You know, the old boy might have cancer, but he came back swinging hard for voter fraud for Donald Trump. And the focus that he was kind of on at the moment when he started his show was on Rudy Giuliani's video. Sorry to hear that you got COVID, by the way, Rudy. Really, I am. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Should be wearing a mask. You never seem to wear a mask. But Rush's Limbaugh was, his focus was on Giuliani's video. And Rudy Giuliani was in Georgia last Thursday. Folks, I don't know if you had the opportunity to check that out, but he was in Georgia and he was at a hearing in front of the Georgia senators there, which all sorts of fun stuff came out of that. But he was talking about that, so have a listen to that first, what Rush has to say.
During a hearing on the Georgia Senate, at the Georgia Senate yesterday, Rudy Giuliani, the Trump team, played a video that showed at least four cases of ballots.
Good God.
Pulled out from under a table.
No. Hell no.
Cases. Suitcases. These are not small little attaché cases.
Really?
These are four suitcases, at least.
Sounds nefarious.
They contain ballots.
Really?
They were pulled out from under a table.
No.
The ballots were then counted and scanned while there were no partisan poll watchers present, as is required by law.
What?
That's written kind of weird. As is, the poll watchers are required to be there, as required by law, and they weren't there.
Rush, I don't know where you're getting this from, but that is not... That's not the law, folks. Okay, here it is. This is from the NCSL website. This is the National Council on State Legislators website. And this is what they had to say. It's a good source. They say, in general, a poll watcher's primary purpose is to ensure that their party has a fair chance of winning an election. They closely monitor the election administration and keep track of voter turnout for their parties. Rush, it's not a law that they have to be there, for God's sakes. What is a law? I think you're getting things confused. What is a law is that there has to be a monitor from the state that's there. There has to be a monitor. So stop making up laws where none exist to form the foundation of a crazy conspiracy, Rush. Really? You're giving us all dyspepsia about this. I mean, you're forming the foundation of a conspiracy on information that's not true. Why would he do that? And then Rush said somebody is going to... I can't help but laugh. I'm sorry. Somebody is going to have to explain this to the people. Have a listen.
Somebody's going to have to come forward and either claim they were just counting stored legal votes or tell us what the con was,
the con,
and who ordered it. This is it, it's going to have to happen this way.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you seem to kind of intonate there that they might be legitimate ballots that were there, and the requirement is to have a monitor there from the state, and that actually was covered at that Georgia Senate hearing last Thursday. The one where Rudy Giuliani was at. And have a listen. So this is, there's a Georgia senator that's going to explain something. First up is going to be Jackie Speier, and she is a lawyer that's working for the Trump legal team. So have a listen to this, folks. And then up comes the senator after she's finished speaking.
Witnesses, before our witnesses. Yes.
Senator Parent.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us. We heard from the Secretary of State's office earlier, just a couple hours ago, that they've investigated this repeatedly, that they had a monitor on site the entire time. And frankly, this has been debunked for weeks by our Secretary of State's office.
I doubt he's seen the video.
Then I think the courts will probably be able to handle this once you present your evidence to them. As I'm aware, there have been about 40 lawsuits dismissed already. And
wow, 40 lawsuits trashed already. That's a lot, folks. But then, you know, Rush started looking around for his familiar friends. Old Bill Barr. Remember Bill Barr? Used to be such a friend of Donald Trump. And, you know, would always come to the rescue. You know, Bill Barr on his shining white tank, you know, would always rescue Donald Trump, or try to anyway, and put up a good defense. But they're looking around for Bill Barr, and he's nowhere to be found. And Rush is not happy about it. Have a listen.
Where's the FBI? Where's the DOJ? Georgia Democrats have been caught trying to nullify the votes of over 75 million Americans, and our premier law enforcement agency is nowhere to be found.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on, Rush. That's pushing the envelope a little bit too far there. I'm telling you the truth. That is pushing it a little bit too far. I just don't even know what to say about that. I mean, you're building a conspiracy on a rotten foundation, and it's just working its way through the whole dissertation here, this on your radio show. But just one thing you can count on, though, folks, is old Rush Limbaugh. He seems to always have all the answers, folks. He's always got all the answers, and this is what he thinks.
States remain Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Georgia.
Okay.
Either a judge will have to throw out the vote.
Really?
And order recounts, or no. The state legislatures are going to have to step in and pick new electors.
Oh, God, come on, Rush. Holy Moses. You know what? I'll tell you why that isn't going to fly. And we're going to cut back to that Georgia Senate hearing once again. And the Georgia State Senator had this to say.
As I'm aware, there have been about 40 lawsuits dismissed already. And according to the law of the state of Georgia, we do not have the power to submit alternate electors. The provision in the law is quite clear. At 212-501F.
Is there a question?
Wow. Rush, did you hear that? It's called the State of Georgia Law, and it's 212-501F.
Well,
yeah, okay, all right. And besides that, Rush, you know, we've had three recounts in Georgia. I've talked about this so many times. We've had three recounts in Georgia. Two machine recounts where the machines were calibrated beforehand every time. And then we had one full recount of over 5 million votes, including all the counties in Georgia. And in Wisconsin, I think you'll recall that there was a recount that Donald Trump paid for. I think he paid $3 million to have two counties in Wisconsin recounted. And he said he wanted those two counties recounted because that's where all the illegitimate voting and fraud was happening. All in those two counties. Well, it ended up actually giving more votes to Joe Biden. So that $3 million actually ended up costing Trump more votes in Wisconsin. And if he wanted to do a full recount of Wisconsin, you know what that would have been? That would have been $8 million. It sounds like a hell of a lot of money. And don't get me wrong, Rush, it is a lot of money. However, we've just got information that the Save America PAC, his leadership PAC, Trump's leadership PAC, has been raising, what, over $207 million? So the money's there. And isn't that what everybody's giving money for? Aren't they giving money to the Save America PAC to do things like pay for a recount in Wisconsin? It only would have taken $8 million out of $207, for God's sakes. But I get the thing here, Rush. I think I can understand why Trump doesn't want to spend any more money, because that's his piggy bank. The Save America PAC is his piggy bank. I mean, that's his money, folks. He doesn't want to waste it on a recount that he knows isn't going to turn out. That's why it didn't happen. He's not stupid. And then, folks, Rush had this to say at the end of the program.
don't want anybody to misunderstand me here.
Yeah.
It's getting harder and harder. Can I have the attention of mainstream media? This is a book. Are you going to love this quote from me?
Sure. I'm listening.
Mainstream media, stop what you're doing. Here comes the pull quote. Ready? 3, 2, 1. As a conservative, it's getting harder and harder to not look like a kook.
Come on, Jesus, Rush.
just kidding.
You better be kidding, Rush. You know what the problem is? You don't realize that I'm the best friend that you never had. I'm the best liberal friend that you never had. You never ask me for any opinions on anything. I mean, I could help you out. I could save you a lot of this, you know, frustration. But you gotta let me know, Rush. I'm right here.
Thanks for listening to the Rusted Culture Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and Pandora, too.